This is RSN's Race Day, celebrating the Inglis Australian Easter Yearling Sale, thanks to Inglis. This is where it all begins.
Ready? Gates crash back in racing.
Welcome to RSN 927's Race Day Morning. For the first hour, it's the first word.
And it is a very good Easter Monday morning to all the RSN listeners. I hope you've had a great Easter Sunday with your family and friends and are ready to find some winners today. We are racing at Sandown on the Hillside on this Monday meeting, and we are broadcasting live from Sydney, the Riverside Stable Complex. Of course, we've got the Inglis sales about to start tomorrow, last day of inspections. It is a hive of activity out here already, with a lot of the yearlings being walked this morning. All the big trainers and owners and breeders will be here throughout the morning, and we will speak to them. But before that, we've got winners to find. The first hour, of course, is the first word from the trainers. We'll be speaking to Tom Dabernick, Troy Corsons, Kevin Corsons, Jim Conlon, Simon Zara, Robbie Griffiths, Dave Eustace, Trent Busselton, John Sadler, Andrew Noblett. And then it is the Melbourne Form panel from 8 o'clock. Dean Lester, Warren Huntley and Nick Quinn is on the panel this morning. Looking forward to getting Quinny's selections. We'll then go around Australia in the form hour after that. And then from 10 o'clock, Lizzie Jelfs will join me live from here at the sales complex. Maddie Stewart in the studio in Melbourne. And we will be speaking to a number of major players who are looking to buy the next superstar here over the next couple of days. But first of all, it is a beautiful morning in Melbourne. Tim Bailey is the track manager at Sandown this morning. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Michael. Yourself?
Very well indeed. It's been a pretty nice week in Melbourne. What's the track today on the hillside?
Yeah, been perfect. Easter. Yeah, we're on a good four. Surprised me this time of year we've had to put a bit of irrigation on. I was hoping to have a bit of time off over Easter, but I've been in here irrigating. But yeah, enjoyed the weather out here anyway.
So how are you expecting it to play today? How much irrigation have you had to put on?
So we raced here Wednesday with the rail at 7 to 10 today. We've put out 18 millimetres since Wednesday. 4 millimetres went on yesterday. So, look, it's nearly identical to Wednesday. And if you think back to Wednesday, we're on a good 4, upgraded to a good 3 after race 5. I think it'll be very similar today. All the figures, the soil moisture, our going sticks almost identical, the weather forecast identical. And I thought the track played really well on Wednesday, where, you know, we had the, you know, the last race, Johnny Sadler's horses had the lead all the way hard on the fence, and we had some horses, you know, rattle home from last to win. So I expect it to play pretty similar today.
Yeah, rails at 10 metres, not huge fields today. We've got a few scratchings, so you're expecting it to be no disadvantage to be on speed or coming from behind?
Oh, yeah, I just think it'll be raced very evenly. Yeah, I'd be very, very surprised if there was any noticeable pattern. There's just a light, 15 kilometre southerly, which is a headwind in the straight, but that shouldn't make, you know, really shouldn't have any impact. But as you said, they're very small fields, so, you know, the tempos, often, you know, we have these small fields, the tempos are very slow, and that can sort of make it harder to come from, if you're too far off them.
Do you like anything today, Tim?
Look, I must admit, my focus, like your wife, Mike, I'm a very keen Geelong supporter, my focus has been on the footy, so I haven't actually looked at the fields. I felt a couple of shorties. I think there's a couple of obvious ones. I thought the favourite, Mark Cavanagh, would win the first, and the horse of Richard Cully's a lovely horse in the last. So I thought they should just both win. That's, you know, pretty prohibitive odds.
Well, do the little all-up. You'd be a nervous man right now. Traditional Easter Monday, Geelong and Hawthorn. Are you confident?
I'd be very worried about Geelong if they can't beat Hawthorn today.
Oh, famous last words, Tim. Good luck today, everywhere.
Thanks, Michael. Bye.
Tim Bailey joining us there. I wonder who Tom Dabernick follows in the footy, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
G'day, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. Are you still got your allegiances back in South Australia?
I'm sort of drifting away a little bit from them, but in recent years have been obviously following the Bulldogs pretty closely, so they're going well, so...
Of course, they're going very well indeed. And how are you going at the moment? Are you up here in Sydney? I haven't seen you around the sales complex as yet. I've seen the brothers here, but are you?
I'm here at Lindley Park, so I'm here, and JD and Ben are up at the sales.
Well, you've got to hold the fort, and you've got some nice runners here today. Interesting meeting, because it is a Monday. It's not the standard that we would see normally on a Saturday. But, geez, some promising horses. But we've got some small fields as well. In the first race, we've only got five runners. And Horrifying is a short price, $1.75 favourite. But Shubek's been in good form of recent times. How do you see this small field and the race playing out?
Well, we've drawn barrier one. We go into a set of blinkers. He's been racing well, but right when the pressure comes on, he's still doing a little bit wrong. So I'm hoping now that he's had some good solid runs under his belt, and with the shades on Mark Zara, we should run a competitive race. Obviously, they're never easy, these Metro Maidens, but he should I think, run a competitive race.
Would you be happy if he controlled it from gate one?
Well, I think, I wouldn't want to restrain him. He had once, he's had a couple runs where he's got back and hit the line well. He had one second up run where we rode him forward and sort of chased the speed, and he didn't finish as well. So I think if he jumps nicely, obviously blinkers first time, sometimes I can jump a bit slow, so we'll have to leave it to Mark.
Race number two is for the babies, and it's an interesting race. We've got a number of first starters that we get to see, but your horse we have seen in a previous preparation. He's a two-year-old by I Am Invincible, Kayardi, and I'm a bit surprised, Tom, that he's about $13 or $14. I know he was beaten a fair way in his two appearances during the spring, but he was meeting some pretty smart horses in the Merson Cooper and also chasing home Pullulay at Moonee Valley. How has he spelled and come back?
He's definitely come back. I think he's improved a touch. He's not an overly big horse, but he's trailed up quite nicely, and he's quite professional. So I think today will give us a good guide on where he's at. And, he's certainly, I think he'd run better than his odds suggest.
Is he a horse that's probably going to be better suited further than 1,000?
I think somewhere between 1,000 and maybe 1,400 would sort of pull him up. But, I think 1,000's a nice kick-off point.
All right, so maybe an each-way play?
Yeah, it wouldn't be the worst each-way chance, yes, for sure.
In race number three, you've got Hinto Blue to be ridden by Dan Stackhouse. This is over 1,300 metres. Again, a horse that's shown ability, last start finishing second at Pakenham, to flick it over, and prior to that was a winner as well. What are you expecting today?
Yes, he's been racing well this prep. Last run, he ran out a bit under pressure. We'll come back to 1,300. He's a horse that's probably not the cleanest winded horse, so I think coming back slightly in trip will suit him. He should be competitive again today as well.
Can Thomas Hawk be competitive in race number four? We've got a short price favourite. He's about a $13 chance.
Yeah, he won last start. He probably found a winnable race. He has improved with every run, and from barrier two he should get a nice run, and today will sort of tell us if we're on the right track heading into Metro class with him.
And you've got another each-way chance in the last, Musselbrook, who comes through a run in the Albury Mile last up at $15 today. What are you expecting?
He's a horse that certainly on his day is capable of doing it. We've brought him back in trip, but he's one of those horses that's a little bit hard to catch, so he'd need to go everything to go right. Jamie Mott, the horse, does seem to go well for him, though, so he's very fit, and if the race panned out, it wouldn't surprise, but he would need to improve a touch on present form.
A couple of value runners today. Who do you think's your best at Sandown?
Touching on it before, I thought Kiardi is definitely an each-way chance, and Shubek, if the favourite doesn't turn up, he wouldn't be far away, I wouldn't think. Yeah.
You've got some interesting runners at Wagga as well, with Azalee, one of those who goes around in the Wagga Stayers Series. We saw him in the Geelong Derby trial, looked a promising horse in the spring. How's he come back?
Yeah, we were sort of quite confident after the Derby trial heading into the Derby, and he spiked a temperature, so he unfortunately didn't get there. But weather's second up, the 1800s. Quite the right trip for him. He's on target for an SA Derby. But certainly from barrier two, he should get a nice run, and he's got a bit of quality. So I'd be disappointed if we weren't running top three with him there today.
Who's your best at Wagga?
I Am Mademoiselle was the last start winner, but he's drawn wide. But I'd have to stick with the class horse in Azalee.
Yep. Good luck today, Tom.
Good on you, Michael.
Tom Dabney joining us there. Troy Corson's has been pounding the pavement, walking around the Riverside Complex looking for the next stable star, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks, Michael.
How have the inspections gone so far?
Terrific. Yeah, nearly finished. We've got about 50 more to look at, and then we've looked at everything that we want to twice. So nearly finished, nearly done, and hopefully we can get that out of the way this morning and then watch the races this afternoon.
All right. Have you got deep pockets? It's going to be a pretty tough sale, I think.
It's going to be a very tough sale. I think it's it is one of those sales that you've got to be here and you've got to have a crack and see how you go. So you know, we won't be buying six or seven like we did, you know, earlier in the year, but we'll see how we go. If we can pick up a couple, we'll be happy.
Absolutely. Well, can you try and get a bit more play money today? Because you've got a nice team heading to Sandown on the hillside. Before we get to those, what's the latest with Swat's That?
Oh, she's absolutely jumping out of her skin at the moment. So we will head towards a trial at the end of the month, and then she'll will run in the Sangster. So she'll trial on the 23rd. And then straight over for the Sangster.
Oh, looks a good race for her over there. She's a very valuable horse. If she can get a Group 1, that would be magnificent for the entire team. What about a winner today, though? Well, Silver Boots kicks off the team. We've only seen Silver Boots on one occasion, finished 5th of 8th at Ballarat. There's a big spruik on a couple of these first starters today. Has he made, or has your horse made enough improvement to be competitive today?
Look, obviously it's a tough race, Michael, but we were really happy with his first start run. He didn't handle the wet at all. So that in mind, I think he'll be better on top of the ground today. And just going to be interesting to see where he's at ability-wise, whether he's up to running in town now or we just take him back to the bush after this and see how we go. But it is a maiden and, you know, they've all got to have a crack. And he does have the race experience on his side.
Succeed indeed. Looking forward to seeing this filly back in action. We last saw her in the Oaks. She had a really good campaign during the Spring Carnival, taking on the best over the staying distances. Has she spelled well? Has she got enough speed to win first up today?
Yeah, I reckon she has. She spelled extremely well and probably had enough towards the last two runs of last campaign, but we were that close and she hadn't shown any signs that she'd trained off. So we had to have a crack at the Oaks. It didn't work out. She ran 6th, but she's come back really nicely. Looks fantastic. Her work's been excellent, and we're really expecting a good run and more importantly, a good campaign from her this summer.
What are your plans with her? Where will you head?
Look, if everything goes to plan and goes right, she'll be going up to Brisbane.
Yep. Well, she certainly loves the circuit, and she's got a touch of class, so she'll be hard to beat in her race today. And you've got Hecker Express, who's in really good form as well, who goes around in race number 5. And again, only a small field. Do you want him to lead and dominate like he did last start?
Yeah, I think she's best when she can get her own way doing that. She's been really consistent this preparation, and she's only little, Michael, but she tries very hard. And once again, if we can get to the front and do what she did last start, we'll be fine.
And then in race number 6, you got Look Sharpish, who goes around. Haven't seen since October this grey mare, but she had good form last time in. How has she come back?
Look, she's a mare that I really want to try and see out over 2,400 plus. Everything indicates that she's going to be a really nice stayer in the making, so this preparation's about just getting her out to 2,000 and over, and we'll see where we go from there.
Got some nice horses resuming today. Where's the best, do you think?
Oh, I've got to go with Succeed Indeed. I think she's the real class animal running today, and she'd be our best.
We're about to have a chat to your brother, Kev. Who's the older, who's the younger?
Who do you think?
Oh, I've put myself in a hard position here. Would you be the older?
Nah, he's older than me.
Even money chance, and I've got done. good luck today,
I
Troy.
Go for you for the rest of the day.
Exactly. Good luck today.
Thanks, Michael.
Well, it is time to have a chat to Kev. I suppose I've paid you a compliment. How are you, Kev?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Michael, and you. Happy Easter, everyone.
Yeah, happy Easter indeed. Who was the most annoying brother?
Troy for sure, without a doubt. I'm the better looking one, though.
I wasn't going to go there, so I'm glad you brought it up. You're taking on each other in a few races today. How's the team?
Team's going all right, yeah, at the moment. We're going really well. We've got a couple of nice horses coming through and, yeah, looking good at the moment.
I suppose the Easter sales up here, it might be a bit rich for a stable of your size. Do you even get involved?
I did go and have a look on Friday. I had a couple of horses there. I had a couple of people there that were looking at horses for me as well. But, yeah, look, the quality of horses is just incredible there. It's some really, really, really nice types, and I thought, oh, yeah, going to be blown out of the water straight away.
It's amazing the money that's around in these yearling sales at the moment. But if you can get a couple of winners today, you never know your luck. You might be able to put your hand up tomorrow or the next day. And you start in the first with a horse that's got a lot of ability, I think. But is it a bit soon? Is he looking for further polite?
Sorry, say that again. I've missed that.
Are you looking for further than 1,500 metres with polite today?
Oh, for sure, yeah. He's looking at 2,000 plus.
Yeah.
He's sort of the horse that's he's on his track where you go, okay, yeah, no worries, he's fine. But he's slow to begin, and he's doing his best work at the end of the race. But I think the fitness will do him the world of good today. Hopefully, he's working home really strongly at the end of the race.
He looks like he's going well this time in.
He is, yeah. Well, he's come back from an injury. He's come back from a pretty nasty tendon injury. He's had a lot of rehab, and credit to the guys that did the work with him. They've got him going really well, and he came to me in fantastic order. So, you know, I just had to put my polish on him, hopefully we can get him to the 2,000, and he'll be really strong in those sorts of races.
You've got the last charge going around in race number four. What happened last start?
Just boxed in, probably could have been ridden a little bit more positive, just didn't finish it off. He's only a small horse. He's going super, but we just come up against better horses all the time, and because he's such a small horse, when he carries weight, it sort of drags him down a little bit.
Well, there's no doubt Kulkarni Royale is going to be the best of the team today. Again, it's only a smallish field in race five. She's first up. J-Car on board. Last time in, she was so consistent. Is she ready to win first up?
Oh, I think she'll run really well today. She's had two trials going into this. Normally, I'll just give them one trial, especially the sprinters. But she's had two this time round. And she's feeling great and she's looking great. I had a bit of a stoush with Dad on I think it was on Friday morning or Saturday morning. He seemed to think Hecker Express was going sensational, and I said, I hope you get close to me. So, I think Kalkani's going super. I think she'll go really well first up.
I love this. So is there a little family side bet on?
I reckon there is today, yeah. I love poking the beer every now and then, and Dad's a great one for it as well, so it'd be a bit of fun anyway.
All right, well, we'll cheer her home the best of the day, Kev. Best of luck.
Terrific. Thanks very much, Michael.
Kev Corson's, so Kalkani Royale, $2.15 favourite, race five. Brother and father, Troy and Leon, have Hecker Express, which is around about a $550 chance as well. Just a quick run through the early scratchings, not too far away from finals, and there are a number today. In the first race, we can take out 3, Mark Holt, 5, Silver Mane, 6, Whispering Bob, 7, Delegated, and 8, Hashi. Race number 2, the scratching is number 4, He's the Ultimate. Race number 3, take out 9, More Sir. Race number 4, 2 scratchings, take out 1 Pride of Jenny and 2 Seb Song. In race number 5, we can take out 2 Periano, 3 Rock Tycoon and 8 All of Brighton. Race 6, take out 11 The Cook. Race number 7, take out 2 Cheetah. And in the last of 8 today, we can take out number 8 Prince of Helena and number 9 First Class Dreamer. You are listening to The First Word. Time for a break. We'll be back after this.
This is RSN's Race Day, celebrating the Inglis Australian Easter Yearling Sale. Thanks to Inglis.
And it is great to be here at the Riverside Complex. Thanks to Inglis as we count down to the Easter Yearling Sale. Of course, we'll be broadcasting tomorrow and on Wednesday, the 2 days of the sale, live from 8:30 with Gareth Hall, a combined Racing Pulse and RSN Central, all the way through to 1 o'clock. And there's plenty of preparations ongoing here. A lot of trainers and prospective buyers have been looking at the yearlings. And throughout today's show, we'll have a chat to them as well. Lizzie Jelfs will be joining me from 10 o'clock. Looking forward to getting Lizzie's thoughts on the superstars of the future who will be sold over the next couple of days. But let's try and find some winners today out at Sandown. And Jim Conlon, he's had some superstars in the past. I wonder how he rates Mr. Yushu. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
G'day, Michael. How are you going?
I'm very well. Looking forward to seeing Mr. Yushu today. I must admit, I had a little something on him last start, and I thought at the 200, oh, well, you're home. But then he hit the brick wall. Was it just didn't run out the 1,400?
Look, I think he will run out the 1,400. I think what he's done, he's having a really nice prep. Things are going well for him, and he's gone into those first two races ready to run really good races. And whereas today, I think he's ready now to win a race. So it's, you know, he ran well. He peaked on his run, 60 kilos, probably the worst part of the track. And, you know, I was pleased enough with the run.
Well, you get the claim today, which is going to be an advantage as well for Matt Cartwright. So, gets in with 56 kilos. You've drawn a nice gate. Where would you like to see him in the run?
He'll probably be in the second half of the field, but I don't imagine the intention won't be to go back to last like when we'd drawn off the track for his first up race. Just where he's comfortable, and I would imagine that's in the second half of the field.
All right. Sounds like there's a bit of confidence today, Jim.
Yeah, look, back in the days when I was punting, I'd probably have a go at him today, but I'm not punting, so I just hope that he gets there.
Well, he's $5, so is he over the odds?
I think Mick's horse looks pretty smart, and
yeah.
He does get back, so he sort of, he always needs that bit of luck in running. I think that's probably about his right mark, about the $5 mark.
When was the last time you had a punt?
It was quite a few years ago. A horse called Attila Last. She ran last.
Yeah. Fingers burnt, that was it?
Well, no, it was sort of time to give up anyway. Yeah.
Well, if you come out of retirement today, I think there's a bit of confidence. So, fingers crossed. Good luck.
Good on you. Okay. See you, Michael.
Jim Conlon joining us there. Simon Zara likes a punt. He gives the RSN listeners his world-famous multis. Wonder if he's got one today. Good morning, Simon.
Morning, Michael.
Are you in Sydney, or is that Matt's job looking at these prospective stable stars of the future?
Yeah, Matthew does the Easter sale, so he's been quite successful in doing so up there. So he's bought a riskier in Victoria up there, so he's, we'll give him another job for another couple of years up there.
Now, I did see in the catalogue there's a full brother to Booker being sold. Have you got the team ready to launch?
Might be out of our price range, I think. So, yeah, but we bought, I think, Booker for $260 in Melbourne. And obviously, the way she went, the family become a bit to pass your budget. So, we'll just look, see if something gets through the cracks, and obviously going to be pretty strong. So, we'll just wait and see what happens.
And how's the Tory going?
Yeah, it's terrific. He had a good trial here on Friday, and we'll keep it fresh from here on in. He'll head up on Thursday, just have a look at the weather. The weather doesn't look too bad, so we'll get a pretty good track up there on Saturday morning. So he looks like he's in the zone, and now he's just got to probably handle the trip and that way of going.
And how did Aja Chivery pull up from the Victoria Handicap on Saturday?
No, he seems okay. He's about to work in a minute. I thought he was a fraction disappointing. He just sort of has a bit of a think about it sometimes when he's in behind him, so it might get him up to a mile somewhere and just sort of let him roll along a bit, see if he can sort of recapture a bit of form. But at the moment, he might be having a little lend, so he might see a few hurdles in the next couple of weeks as well.
All right. Well, no doubt you'll get the best back out of him again. You've got some interesting runners today, including in race number two, where we get to see the two-year-olds. You've got three runners, Askew, Hardcover Edition, and Chateau's. J-Car on Hardcover Edition, which is the firmest in the market. Craig Williams and Damien Lane. Do we take a lead as to which is the stable elect?
Obviously, Damon's committed to the majority of David Moody's horses, so he's been trialling the two of them, actually, the other two first starters. So it's not as though he's got a choice in that. He's obviously ridden a skew and sort of jumping and running, sort of two-year-old, not over big, probably got legs like me, quite short and fast for maybe about 800. So he's sort of grey and might get caught out a bit. Hard coverage isn't a nice horse that doesn't know a lot, but has been trialling quite well. I just think coming off the Brewer today just might get a little bit lost, but he's got some nice talent there, and maybe Chatrice might be the best of him. He's a nice horse, still learning, but showing really, really good talent here. And look, if he can finish off, whether the thousands have been nippy for him, time will tell, but he's got a nice finishing burst, so if I've had to choose one, I'd say
Chatrice. Well, Chatrice is $17 and hardcover editions $6.50.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Chatrice's trials have been as good as hardcover edition, but he just comes off the bridle and doesn't quite know what's going on at the moment, so I'll be leaning the other way.
All right, that's a nice each-way push for the RSN listeners. In race three, you've got Compardi, who finally broke through last start. Can it go on with the job now that he's found the winner's stall?
Yeah, look, we're hoping. This boy's got plenty of ability. He just has a real good think about it. And you saw when he won the kite the other day, he wants to lay out under pressure a bit. So, look, he needs everything to go his way. He just, obviously does a bit wrong and not 100% genuine. And he might have found a nice race here as well. So, he's a genuine each-way chance if the right one turns up.
And Dirty Deeds goes around later in the day, and its favourite, J-Car, on board. Haven't seen since Feb, the little freshen up. How's he going?
Yeah, look, he's trying out well. He was just starting to feel the track on him, and was struggling to get through his runs with how firm the tracks were. So we've just sort of 3 weeks up the farm, and that just seems to be working with a lot of our horses. Saw that with Sword of Mercy on Saturday. She spent a fair bit of time up there, and they do sprint well fresh when they come out of there as well. So we're hoping that today. Just hoping the track's not too firm for him. And look, everything looks like it'll pan out nice for him. And they're making ground. He should be finishing off quite well.
All right. So how do we play the day? What are you doing with your little world-famous multi?
I've had a little $50 multi. Kavanaugh's in the first. And the two's the place into Dirty Deeds to win. So trying to add a bit of value into starting off with
Cavs
in the first.
Horrifying. I like that. $1.75. We'll follow that little multi today. Best of luck, Simon.
No worries. Thanks, Michael.
Simon Zara joining us there. Robbie Griffiths joins us now. How are you, Rob?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
The stables had a pretty good weekend, even if it wasn't directly with you, because Matt's old man had a pretty good weekend over in South Africa, didn't he?
Yeah, got the triple crown with Mel Moose. So, big weekend for Mike there. And, it's no mean feat winning the triple crown. So it's something he's familiar with doing before, but got it again. So it was a fantastic weekend.
Now, have you been talking to Matthew saying that it's about time we start to have this sharing of horses and we get that horse out here to Australia?
Exactly, yeah. It's about time, isn't it? Yeah, so we'll have to get those wheels in motion.
Are you looking at anything up here at the Easter sales this week?
Matt is. He's up there. I just watched David Bugle go up this morning in preparation for the sires on Saturday. So Matt's been up there since Thursday looking at preparing all the shortlist, and I was up later today. So he's doing all the work up there at the moment.
He was impressive winning the Mornington sires. Another step up, obviously, this weekend. But how did he work this morning, Daily Bugle?
He worked really well. He worked reverse way on the course proper here. And he ran some really good splits the final part of his work. So, he was very good at Mornington, as you had pointed out. So he's adapted really well to the reverse way. And, hopefully he can take the big step up on Saturday.
Who'll ride on Saturday?
Luke Curry, who is now that the Blue Diamond winner has gone to the paddock. Luke had been riding him before the Mornington race, so he'll ride him on Saturday.
Well, best of luck in the big group one on Saturday. You kick off today's program of Carrier Buster in the first, and there's only five horses in this race, Robbie, and Carrier Buster, she's been very consistent, placed three times from four starts. Where's she going to be today? How do you think the race will pan out for her?
Well, a bit tricky with barrier 5 of 5, so we'll leave that to Jai, and once the gates open up there, he might end up rolling to the front, but it might be a little bit tricky, barrier 5 of 5, but so we'll leave that one up to Jai. He knows her well, and he was happy with the run, first run at the trip last start at Sandown, and she'll, you know, no doubt would have taken benefit from that experience coming out of the sprint runs prior to that last start. So she's, you know, pleased us in between runs, and if she can, you know, overcome the favourite there, who looks, he's going to be very hard to beat, Horrifying, with his, you know, good form. So he's going to be hard to beat, but if we can topple him, I think that, you know, she's certainly going to be in the mix, no doubt about that, in the small field, you know.
Mysterious Art goes around in race number 3. Michael Walker rides. What have you made of his last couple of runs?
Disappointing, to be fair. He's been very good in the 1,000-metre sprints. He's by a Group 1 winning miler out of a Galileo there. So we're trying to open up his avenues by stretching him in distance and riding him differently. He was very disappointing when he led at Sandown and stopped. So we rode him off speed at Sale. And he'll be ridden off speed today to try and open up some avenues for him, because we don't believe he's got enough. Depth to his form lines to win sprints all the time. So we thought that we'd try and open up opportunities for him over a longer journey, and that's what we're doing today. So when you're doing that, it's hard to be super confident that they're going to be great chances until they adapt to a new style. So he's probably more ones to, you know, he's probably more of a horse to watch until he runs into form. But so that's sort of him at the moment. So I think he's a watch and see at this point.
All right, maybe a little each way play. Well, we can't really go each way in a field of 5. Do we have a bet on Carrier Buster to beat the 5?
Go to Quinella.
Go to Quinella. I like it. Good on you, Robbie. Good luck today.
Thanks, Michael.
Robbie Griffiths joining us there. Time now to have a chat to Dave Eustace. Kieran and Dave have got a number of nice hopes in today, and no doubt have been very busy looking for the next stable stars. How are you, Dave?
Michael, morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. Have you been around and looked at pretty much the entire complex at Riverside?
Yeah, I haven't got up there, actually. We're just obviously very busy everywhere. So Kieran and Will and Sam and Gab are up there, down here in Victoria.
Had a bit of a chat to Gab, who works for you guys, Gabrielle Nutt, and her horse, She's Ideal, chased home the Dragon on Saturday, and she was very open and honest, saying that she was cheering for hers, not the Dragon.
Yeah, I think if I was in her shoes, I'd be doing the same if I had a share in her. But she managed to get the Quinella, so no, she's been a wonderful mare for and, you know, continue to have a lot more fun, I think.
How has Sir Dragonette pulled up from that massive win on the weekend?
Yeah, he's pulled up pretty well. He obviously had a couple of runs in 7 days, and you know, naturally was feeling the effects a bit yesterday. But you know, he'll have a relatively easy week, and he's a horse who has got, you know, he's got a fantastic constitution. I'm sure Kieran may mention it on the radio yesterday, but he takes the power of work, and we were really confident the backup would suit, and he showed that. So, you know, he'll be right in a couple of days.
He's won a ticket now to the Japan Cup. Is that something that you guys are seriously thinking about taking up?
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't had the discussion, but it's just, it's the right sort of race. It's, you know, it's a very intense race, the Japan Cup. They go quick over there, which he would love, and stamina really comes into play, which, you know, we think, well, obviously, is up his alley too. So, certainly it's the right sort of race. And obviously, you know, he's proven he can handle travel as well. So, I'm sure we'll have further discussions about it.
Well, it's going to be a big couple of weeks for the stable, but let's get a winner today at Sandown on the Hillside. You've got Stare Down, which starts your day. Johnny Allen rides in race number 3. And this is not a single doubt. Gelding, who's been pretty consistent, was a nice win last start. Can he go on?
Yeah, we think he can. We've always had a good opinion of him, and probably wrongly stretched him out and Triff a bit soon. Last prep, he's been kept a bit shorter and a bit fresher, and that's proved to be the right thing to do thus far. So we'll let him roll forward, and he'll be on speed. I think he will run a really big race.
Star Days has been in ripping form. It was a really impressive win last start. She's got a lump of big weight today. What are your thoughts?
She is a very, very tough, honest, consistent mare. Relatively quick turnaround, we think we'll be fine. And she was very impressive at Pakenham the other day. Again, she'll roll forward. She makes her own luck. She's ran very well at the track. And she'll be there or thereabouts, yeah.
What happened to Uluru, who goes around in race 7 at last start?
He's just raced a little bit fresh. He's good fresh. He's won his two handicap wins, have been fresh, but he just raced through the bridle, and as a result, sort of didn't finish off and race with the choke out. So, look, he's fresh again, and you know that's how he likes to be. But he's done the required work, and I think you see a much better turnaround today. His work's been good leading into it, so be hopeful, yeah.
And you've got Cansino that rounds out the day in the last, and she's another horse that's been in pretty good form and drops back from higher grade last start. What are you expecting today?
Yeah, she does. It was a good run in the stakes race and probably did get a little bit too far back and was very honest to the line. As you say, dropping grade, which is always a good sign. And is well up to the winning this. I think she's our best chance of the day.
And she's drawn a good gate, barrier one. Will she sit a bit closer?
Yeah, it's probably not the best gate for her. But we won't drag her back either. So, yeah, I'd expect her to be two or three back the fence and going to require a little bit of luck. But if she gets it, she loves taking a gap. She loves coming through horses.
All right, so she's the best each way of the day?
Yeah, I think so. She's, as I say, she'll need a bit of luck, but I think she will have the class edge, and I think Stirdown can step up as well.
All right, good luck today, Dave.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
Dave Eustace joining us there. We've got final scratchings through for today's meeting at Ladbrokes Park on the hillside. We are racing on a good four. The rail's out 10 metres. 19 scratchings in race number one. We take out three Mark Holt, 5 Silver Main, 6 Whispering Bob, 7 Delegated, and 8 Hashi. Race number 2, we take out 4. He's the Ultimate. Just 4 out of race number 2. In race 3, take out 1 Apollo Dream and 9 Masua, 1 and 9. Race 4, take out 1 Pride of Jenny, 2 Seb Song, 7 Hilverston, 1, 2 and 7. Race number 5, take out 2 Periano, 3 Rock Tycoon, 8 All of Brighton, 2, 3 and 8 out of race number 5. In the 6th race, take out number 11, The Cook. Race number 7, take out 2, Archita. 6, The Moonlight Gambler, 2 and 6. And in race 8, take out 8, Prince of Helena and 9, First Class Dreamer, 8 and 9. They are the scratchings for today's meeting. On the hillside, we'll take a quick break. It is 16 minutes to 8 o'clock. More trainers on the other side of this. And don't forget, the world-famous Melbourne Forum panel will be assembling from 8 o'clock.
This is RSN's Race Day, celebrating the Inglis Australian Easter Yearling Sale. Thanks to Inglis.
And as you just heard on that ad, if you want to race a horse with Hancock's Bloodstock, you can do so with Andrew Noblett, who joins us now. And Andrew, no doubt, very nice types. Everyone should get involved. How are you this morning?
Morning, Michael. How are you going? Yeah, he's a lovely horse, that horse.
So how much is left, do you know?
No, I don't know. No, they handle all that, but he's a lovely little horse, so anyone wants to get involved, he's do a great job, Shelley and Rod, down there.
They do indeed. Will you be trying to get some stock at the Easter Sale, or is it a bit too rich?
Coming up tonight, Michael, for the races, and see how we go.
It's going to be a pretty eventful couple of days from the people we're talking to up here and the way the sales have gone so far. It is going to be an expensive sale, but hopefully you'll get a bit of extra play money today because you've got two going around at the Hillside, including Witchful Thinking, who's been a pretty consistent mare. What do you make of her run at Mornington last start?
Fair. Just thought probably the tight track, 1,200, didn't suit her. She's better on those bigger tracks out to 1,400 where she can get into a better rhythm and gets in well with the claim today. Outside draw's probably not too bad. She's take her time coming across. She's obviously raced up on the pace. And she worked terrific here Thursday morning, so hoping she can get some back into the winner's circle today.
Well, she's performed well in the past. She's about $11 today. Do you think she's a little overlooked?
Probably, yeah, just because, she had those two wins in a row and then she's sort of been around the place, not beaten far, but hopefully, good
odds there. All right, and we get to see the Hancock's colours in action today with Legend of Zorro, who goes around. And last couple of race starts have been two impressive wins. Been kept reasonably fresh. How's Legend of Zorro going into today's race?
Yeah, terrific. He's great. He won quite well in Adelaide, did a good job there. He got back, had a quiet week, and he's prepped up nicely into this race today. It's a good race, I think, on paper.
It is a nice race. The favourite looks very promising indeed, and Killorney, the international galloper as well. There'll probably be a fair bit of form to come out of it. You've drawn gate four, sit right behind the speed. Is that the plan?
Yeah, exactly. He'll sit there about. And, he's a nice horse on the way up, this bloke. He tries very hard and very honest. And he's another prep. He'd be a regular horse in town, I think.
Gee, the Toronados are going well. Have you had many of them?
I've got about four. A couple of fillies. And I had mixed success with them, but he's going great, the stallion. And, they're paying a bit for him now, though.
Oh, yeah, they certainly are. Well, best of luck today. Who's the best?
I think probably value each way, Legend of Zorro. Both good placeholders, I reckon, if you go one-on-one in the place.
I like it. Good on you, Andrew. Good luck today. Legend of Zorro in the last race is around about $7, $1.95. We do have the very short price favourite Acceleration. $1.75 after its explosive win last start at Sandown. Richard Cully, be keen to get the thoughts of Dean Lester, Warren Huntley and also Nick Quinn, who will be joining us from 8 o'clock on the punters panel. There are a couple of shorties that go around today at Sandown, and always good when we can get some mail from John Sadler, who arguably is the most informed trainer in Victoria at the moment, and he joins us this morning. John, good morning.
Michael, good morning to you.
Gee, you're having a good run at the moment, Sats.
We are. I'm nearly frightened to mention it, but I just hope it can keep going for a little while, Michael.
When you've got a good bunch of horses, trainers say it's very good because I get a good guide on the two-year-olds and the babies. Have you been able to get a good guide on how good Deluxe Legend is, who has certainly looked good at the jump-outs?
Yeah, well, that is very, very true what you just said. But the only guide we've had with this horse is that the jump outs, he's a complete duffer on the track, which sort of makes you think that he might be all right because a lot of those horses that don't knock themselves around in track work can go on to be good horses. I like him. He's actually stoutly, even though he's by Schnitzel, he's stoutly bred on the dam side. He'll run a very strong 1,000. He's fit, and the market obviously liked his jump out the other day. So he's probably had four jump outs, this horse. So he's ready for it. And unless there's something fairly special there, he's going to be in the finish, Michael.
Mm. Where will he be? What's his style? Is he up on speed? Is he a bit like your stable mate?
I would have thought nowhere near the speed of Starry Legend. He wouldn't blow wind up his proverbial, as they say, but he'd probably land midfield to a touch closer, and I would expect to see him finishing the race off really well.
Well, it sounds like he might be a play today at $4.40 in race number two. He's your only runner today. Are you going to be a player at the Easter Sales?
Yes, I hope. Well, I hope to be. I think you're going to need a big purse, Michael. Mm. But there's some really nice horses there, and hopefully we can partake.
Well, the way the stable's going at the moment, I'm sure there'll be a few coming your way. How did South Parade pull up from the weekend?
Yes. Who did you say?
South Parade, earlier in the week.
Parade, oh, yeah, you threw me a bit from the weekend. Yeah, he pulled up really well from last Wednesday, and he's going to go around. He's going to go around next Saturday in the 1400 at Caulfield. So we'll throw him in the deep end for the first time, Michael.
Oh, beautiful. And when do we get to see Mozzie again? Mozzie Monster.
Mozzie will, unfortunately, go around in the same race. When you've got a small team like I've got, I hate running them against each other. But just with what we've got in mind for her heading towards Adelaide, she needs to have a run before she goes. And the only one there is on Saturday. So they'll be running against each other.
Sads, best of luck today.
Good on you, Michael.
John Sadler joining us there. Time to have a chat to Henry Dwyer, who I saw yesterday. His horse was the subject of one of a massive plunges. The Cisco Kid. We spoke to Ben Ascari, who was on fire yesterday. And he found the Cisco's Kid at around about $13 and it ended up paying $5. Henry, well done yesterday.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. He was good.
Stable-inspired money?
Oh, certainly not at the bigger prices. Poor old trainer just gets left with what's left over towards the jump, I think. But happy to be any price a winner, as they say.
Absolutely. Well, the team's been going well in recent weeks. Can you continue that today? You've got Paper Dragon who goes around in race number two. Now, we've seen this horse on one occasion. It's the filly. She finished fourth of eight at Ballarat. What did you make of that debut performance?
Well, I went there thinking that she'd probably go close to winning. I've always liked her as a filly, and I just sort of, we needed to get rolling a bit with her, and we didn't have the luxury of giving her two trials and that sort of stuff. So she had one quiet trial leading into that, and probably needed a little bit, but I thought she was better than it. And as it turned out, she wasn't, but she did have good improvement to come out of it. And I do think that was, I know it was only a maiden at Ballarat, but I think it was a strong race. And she'll be the first one to step out of that race. I think there's a couple that finished behind her in the race in today's race, but I reckon the first two in that race were pretty handy, so it doesn't read well, but I think it's probably better than it looks. And it was a heavy track. I don't know whether she handled it or not. There was no feedback that she didn't handle it from Michael, but you never know. She might improve on top of the ground as well.
Yeah, well, she goes around the famous Sangster colours today. Race number two, Michael Poy in the saddle. And in race number three, you've got Art Dealer who goes around. And last start winner, currently around about $13 by Contributor. What kind of horse is Art Dealer? Do you like the Contributors?
Yeah, well, he's the only one I've got, but I've always liked him off the back of him. I haven't managed to buy any more. I've sort of tried a couple of times, but he's always been a horse we've liked. He's been your typical sort of slow-maturing Kiwi horse. He's taken a while to put it together, but his win last time, he ran good time. It was a deteriorating track at Colac. I didn't expect him to win. I thought he'd need it, but he did win, and he ran good time. And just if you watch the replay, the entire last 300 or 400 metres, he just had his ears pricked just waiting for them. He never sort of learned how to go on with it, and that's just him in general. He's a bit slow, so the blinkers go on today for a city assignment, and I think they'll really improve him. So he will improve on what he's been doing. It was only a Colac maiden, but I do like him.
Have you worked him in the blinkers, or will it be first time today?
He's had two jump outs in the blinkers previously. Just we've always thought he'd want the blinkers, and so we've been tinkering with him over the last preparation, I think, and once this preparation at Burrumbeat, I reckon he trialled in them, but he'll run a good race.
All right, $10.
The concern, he's drawn out wide, and he's just going to have to be a fair way off him. But you know, the hillside comes into play there, nice long straight. If he's not too far off him, then he'll be hitting the line well.
All right, so a little each way play at the $10 for Art Dealer.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you playing at all during the Easter sales? Are you trying to wrangle one?
Yeah, I'm flying up there today. The pointy end of the market's probably not what I'm about or what I can afford. So we'll be looking for one or two in that sort of, you know, under 200,000 bracket, which sort of is where we sort of shop.
How's Bud Fox at the moment?
Super. He's going jumping. He's been, we were almost going to Warrnambool last year. He just sort of came to the end of the prep. This sort of year, he's been racing great. He just keeps on running into one better. He's, you know, run some really good races in decent form races, but he just keeps getting beaten by one. So he's had a frustrating preparation where he hasn't won a race, you know, run four or five placings. Hopefully we get our reward when he goes to a maiden hurdle at Warrnambool.
Gee, that maiden hurdle's normally pretty pretty tough to win, but he'd be a great little jumper. Does he take to it well?
He's not the most fluent jumper I've had. He does jump well, but he's just a bit of a clown, like a bit gawky at them. He sort of takes off from a... He's still learning. He's got the staying ability, obviously, and he's got the flat ability to be competitive in that sort of greater race, but it's more about the jumping ability, and they've changed the jumps this year. They're a bit more severe, the hurdles, a bit more like steeples. They sort of stand them up and make them jump a bit. So if it had been the old days where they could just rush through the hurdles, you'd have been right, but he needs to learn a bit to sort of focus and actually stand back and jump them.
Well, look forward to seeing the bud over the jumps down at the Warrnambool Carnival, and good luck today as well.
Terrific. Thanks, Michael.
Henry Dwyer joining us there. And the final trainer on the First Word this morning will be Jerome Hunter, and he's another trainer who's been in ripping form of late. How are you, Jerome?
Good, thank you.
Stable's going really well.
Yeah, well, we try our best.
Can you throw a dart today with our Gladiator? It's only a small field, but our Gladiator, this seven-year-old mare, she's the extreme outsider at $21. What are your thoughts today?
I think it's a very even field. She's raced against harder horses. She's just she went to stud and she didn't get in foal, so we brought her back. And she raced the other day and raced really well. She had a bad gait, and we were really happy with her run. So I think she's improving. And, you know, if she's at her best, I think she'll be at least within the first three.
Up on speed today, is that the plan?
Yeah, I think that's the only real way to ride her. She's just a real high speed cruise horse, so... and she loves Sandown, so we'll just let her bowl and see what the rest of the field do.
Good luck today, Jerome.
Thank you.
Jerome Hunter, our Gladiator, race number 5. It is time for the 8 o'clock news. On the other side of that, it is the Melbourne Form Panel. Dean Lester, Warren Huntley and Nick Quinn.